This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday during a trip to Poland that Ukrainian troops could pull out Bakhmut if they risk being cut off. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley reports.
Zelensky made the comments on a visit to Poland, where he thanked the country for its, quote, historic help in rallying Western support for Ukraine. During his visit, Poland announced it would send an additional 10 MiG fighter jets to Kyiv. The country has provided vital weaponry to Kyiv since Russia's invasion in February 2022 and has taken in millions of Ukrainian refugees. It's also played a big role in persuading Western allies to supply battle tanks and other heavy weapons to Kyiv.
That was Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. North Korea on Thursday accused the United States and South Korea of escalating tensions to the brink of a nuclear war through the joint military drills involving American strategic assets. State-run news agency KCNA said Pyongyang vows to respond with offensive action. U.S. and South Korean forces have been conducting a series of annual springtime exercises since March, including air and sea drills involving a U.S. aircraft carrier and high-altitude bombers, and their first large-scale amphibious landing drills in 5 years. China sent warships through waters around Taiwan on Thursday as it vowed a resolute response to the island's president meeting U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. President Tsai Ing-wen held talks with Speaker McCarthy in Los Angeles Wednesday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. She said the meeting proved the self-ruled island was not isolated on the international stage. Beijing had repeatedly warned both sides the meeting should not take place and deployed an aircraft carrier through waters near Taiwan hours before the talks went ahead. This is VOA News. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense said Thursday morning that three additional warships were detected in waters separating the island from mainland China. China claims Taiwan has its own territory and has promised to bring the island under its control, even by force. A U.S. federal court has denied an appeal by former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo Manrique to stop his extradition to his native country to face corruption charges. Toledo filed a stay on his extradition pending a legal challenge to the U.S. State Department's decision to send him back to Peru. The 77-year-old Toledo, who was Peru's president from 2001 to 2006, was arrested July 2019 at his home in Menlo Park, California. He is accused of taking $20 million in bribes from Odebrecht, a giant Brazilian construction company that has admitted to engaging in bribery throughout the region. South Africa has revoked a national state of disaster declared in February to manage a crippling energy crisis, the government said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The state of disaster gave the government additional powers to respond to the crisis. The government will now work to reduce the impact of power cuts using existing legislation and contingency arrangements. State of disaster was used to enable health authorities to respond faster to the global health crisis. Some analysts doubted it would help the government expand power supply much quicker. The disaster regulations were also being challenged in court. OUTA, a non-profit organization that focuses on fighting government corruption and tax abuses, said the regulations would have enabled corruption.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Meanwhile, coal use is climbing worldwide despite promises to slash it. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The burning of coal for electricity, cement, steel, and other uses went up in 2022. Despite global promises to phase down the fuel that's the biggest source of planet-warming gases in the atmosphere. According to a report by Global Energy Monitor, the coal fleet grew by 19.5 gigawatts last year. That's enough to light up around 15 million homes, with nearly all of the newly commissioned coal projects in China. China accounted for 92% of all new coal projects announced. The report said that the increase comes at a time when the world needs to retire its coal fleet 4.5 times faster to meet climate goals. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.